Shalom, everybody, and Shavuot Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week. And in the first Aliyah of Parshat Tetzava, we have 14 psukim. In this Aliyah, Hashem commands B'nai Yisrael to use oil, the purest olive oil, for the lighting of the menorah. Moshe is instructed to be Mekadesh Aharon and his sons by making for them and dressing them in the Bigdei Kehuna. And the Torah describes the making of the Kohen Gadol's ephod, which was an apron covered the back, and also the precious shoulder straps, the stone-studded shoulder straps of the Kohen Gadol. Now, in our Aliyah, the Torah describes the making of the begadim of the Kohen Gadol. The Torah tells us that one of those begadim is the ephod, as just mentioned, that apron. And on that pasuk, in Perek Chaf Chet Pasuk Dalid, Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, Rashi tells us that he did not find in any of the Torah literature exactly what the ephod was supposed to look like. Says Rashi, Lo Shamati Velo Matsati Bivraita Perush Tavnito. He says, I didn't find. I don't know what it's supposed to look like. However, says Rashi, he continues. Rashi does say, Vilibi Omerli, my heart tells me the following. And then Rashi goes on to describe what he thought the ephod looked like. What does that expression mean, Vilibi Omerli? What does that mean when Rashi uses that expression? A beautiful answer is found in a sefer about Rabbi Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, who died in 1993. The book is called Teaching the Masorah Through the Thought of the Rav, and it was written in 2005 by Rabbi Yaakov Mintz. Rabbi Mintz quotes Rabbi Soloveitchik in Divrei Hagut V'Ha'aracha, beginning on page 73. Rabbi Soloveitchik described a special kind of intuition that certain people develop that allows them to understand the approach and attitude of the Torah even without specific proofs. Rabbi Soloveitchik drew an analogy of a chatan and kala. We know that in the Torah there are two stages to a marriage. One is called erusin, the first stage of marriage, which nowadays only lasts for a few minutes. That's called erusin. And the second level is called, or the second stage, is called Nisuin. Erusin sets aside the Kala and the Chasan for their eventual marriage. They may not live together as husband and wife, but they are prohibited to everyone else. They are married, they're connected. If they want to separate, they'll need a get, God forbid. They are married, but they are not intimately connected in any way. On the other hand, Nisuin creates a complete union between the two, forming the status of Ishto Kigufo, where they are viewed as one entity. This analogy between a husband and a wife can be applied to our relationship with the Torah. There are many places in Chazal and in our Tfilot where Matan Torah is compared to the connections of a Chasan and a Kala. We have to work hard to be married to the Torah, so to speak, to make it a priority, to make it a relationship. It's a hard job. And many people over the generations have indeed reached the level of Erusin with the Torah, forming a true and unique connection with the Torah. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing, and it's a high level of closeness and of connection with the Torah. However, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, a few great people reach even a higher level with the Torah. Not just a relationship on the level of Erusin, but an even closer, a more intimate relationship with the Torah. This level of Nisuin with the Torah. These people develop such an intimate understanding and bond with the words and ideas of the Torah that they develop this sort of Torah intuition. They are able to sense what the position of the Torah is on any position without needing to bring proofs or precedents for any individual idea. This, says Rabbi Soloveitchik, can explain Rashi's comments on our pasuk, Vilibi Omer Li, comes from Rashi's intimate relationship with the Torah. Someone who only has a casual relationship with the Torah must back up everything that that person says with strong proofs. But someone who is intimately connected can offer intuitive responses, says Rabbi Soloveitchik. This is indeed a very high level of Torah learning. Being in an Erusin relationship with the Torah is in itself a high level that we should work on. But we can reach an even higher and even closer connection with the Torah, a relationship of Nisuin with the Torah. This is the ultimate level that we are all trying to reach. Have a Shavua Tov, everyone.